Well, here we are, Mitzvah Shabbos, in the Reb Barnea's home. Our last afyomi with the Medinitzes for a little while.
At least 4 weeks.
Oh, you can make it tomorrow?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's 8:15 as usual. Very good. My goodness gracious.
When you coming? I'm just bread from the oven.
Woo! She ain't kidding around. This is pretty amazing. So are we going to be able to learn with all of these delicious smells all over, or do we need to eat a little bit something first?
Maybe we're going to halftime
break.
Okay, we were holding, today's daf is actually Lamed Gimel, but we were holding on Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the two dots. Says the Gemara, the two dots, they're about three lines down from the middle of the page. The Imesu Yikaveru. So the Mishnah, actually, let's take a look back at the Mishnah again so we can remember what happened over here. Talks about Imesu Yikaveru on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So it began, the Mishnah began, Echad Katshi Mizbeach, Echad Katshi Berek Habayit. You can't switch them from one Kedusha to another. You can make Hegdash Ilui. Now, Hegdash Ilui obviously is only Shayach on Katshi Berek Habayit. Then it says, Imetu Yikaveru, and that's a little bit vague, because what does it mean? Imetu, which type? Imetu Katshim Izbeach, Imetu either Katshim Izbeach or Katshim Berek Habayit, both of them Yikaveru. That isn't clear. When Rabbi Shimon continues and says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Katshim Berek Habayit, Imetu Yipadu, the Mashma'ut is that the Tanakhama was saying both Katshim Berek Habayit and Katshim Izbeach, if they die, you cannot be poda them, and you have to bury them. Comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, no, kotche berek habayit imetu yipadu. That's certainly the simple way of reading the Mishnah, that the Tanakhama holds that either kotche mizbeach or kotche berek habayit requires a kvura if it dies. And why would that be? Only because of the din of ha'amada v'ha'aracha. Since it says that you have to be able to stand the animal up in front of the Kohen, and a dead animal doesn't stand, and tells no tells, so Mamela, there's nothing to do about it, there's no way to be poded. And there's, you're left with an animal that is basically going to rot, and your Kohen, we'll see later in the next mission where we get that locus of Kura. In any event, so the ambivalence seems to be addressed by the fact that Rabbi Shimon says what he says. The problem is that now it turns out it's a machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish how to understand the two shitas in the, or at least the Rabbanan shita in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yochanan. The Rabbanan, Rav Yochanan says the way we understood the Mishnah. That basically, according to the Rabbanan, wouldn't matter whether it's Echad Katshe, Katshe Bizbeach, Echad Katshe Berek Habayit, Ayu Bechlal Hamadav Haracha. Both require Amadav Aracha, exactly the way we read it. And Rabbi Shimon comes along and he argues, says, no, only Berek Habayit, only because Mizbeach requires Berek Habayit, he made to you, but there's no problem. Reish Lakish says something very surprising. Reish Lakish says, no, actually, according to Rabbanan, only Katshe Berek Habayit require Amadav Aracha, which is really a shock. So, you used to think of, well, I understand Katshe Mizbeach, the Torah is always marked for non, so Katshe Mizbeach requires Amadav Aracha. Katshe Berek Habayit being essentially only the monetary value, why would we need any type of formal Amadav Aracha? Comes along, Reish Lakish, and that's the whole point of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that only Katshe Berek Habayit requires Amadav Aracha. Katshe Mizbeach, lo yu b'chol Amadav Aracha. Actually, there is no din of Amadav Aracha on a Katshe Mizbeach. Of course, there's the other problem, which is with the question of whether Pedim is HaKodashim, Lachilam, HaKlavim. I mean, that's a separate issue. You can certainly have a situation where we shecht it. Maybe. We shechted it already. We did a kosher shechita. It was a kosher animal. It was a Baal Mum. So, it's not Lachilam, HaKlavim. If I could be put to that animal, I'll eat it myself. But if you hold that you require Hamadav Aracha, then you've got a separate problem. So these two problems are not necessarily going to apply to the same cases. Nonetheless, comes along now Reish Lakish and says, surprisingly, according to the Chachomim, according to the Rabbanan over here, Katshe Mizbeach do not require Hamadav Aracha. Now, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree Richie, I can't believe it's worth sitting all the way over there on that couch where I can barely see you when there's a perfectly good chair right here next to me where I can really get my hands around you. Oh, God.
Oh, that was
a punching bag.
That's a lot of scar for getting above
the couch. Didn't want to bother. There we go.
It's always the highlight of the evening.
Careful with the wall. There, maybe pull it sideways.
Too much room there.
Yes. Vizem Moded. Now, both, you didn't bring your Gemara. No,
take
any.
Vizem
Moded. Now, both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is definitely saying that Kachibere Kabayit are not Bechlal Hamad of Aracha. And Kachibere are Bechlal Hamad of Aracha. So, in other words, the question is how far out. How extreme is this machlokas? Right, according to Reb Yochanan, the machlokas is not extreme. In other words, the Rabbanon hold that they're both included, and Reb Shimon holds only Mizbeach is included. According to Reish Lakish, it's an extreme machlokas. The Rabbanon hold only Perek HaBayit requires Amad Avarach, Reb Shimon holds only Kachim Mizbeach requires Amad Avarach. So
and
it's polar opposites.
Then why can't you be part of the Kachim Mizbeach?
You could be, unless you have a problem of not being able to use it for anything but dog food. But if it was shechted, and we'll see the Gemara will make that distinction later on. Why is the great and glorious majesty hiding? It's not a Beit HaMidrash that requires you to hide. It's the Selavan's dinner table, to which you are cordially invited. Furthermore, but Divrei Yaakov, furthermore, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Baal Mumi Karolo Ayu Bechol Hamadav Aracha. If you start off with a Mum, then, and it's given now to Kachim Mizbeach, obviously, then it's not really considered to be, we'll see, we learn it out of a Pasuk, it's considered to be less than the equivalent case by Berek Abayit. In other words, by Berek Abayit, it makes no difference, obviously, if something has a Mum or doesn't have a Mum. I mean, give a stone to Berek Abayit, that's fine. But when it comes, and over there you're dealing only with the value. So until now, really, we have not distinguished between value that's given to the Mizbeach or value that's given to the Berek HaBayit, not in the form of an animal. The only nafkamina is that if it's an animal whose value you gave to the Mizbeach, then that animal becomes Kodesh and you have to bring it to the Mizbeach. Vashenkin, in an equivalent case, we give an animal to the Berek HaBayit, the value of the animal now indeed accrues to Berek HaBayit, and it's only sold in order to provide for the Mizbeach. But other than that, we basically viewed Kedushat Damim as a phenomenon that extends both in the separate divisions of Hekdesh. We have the division of Berek HaBayit, division of Mizbeach. Comes along now the Gemara to say that that's not 100% true, because the Kedushat Damim, that you cannot have, you have an animal which is Posol Mi'Ikaro, it's a Balmum before it was ever Mugdash, so there's never a Kedushat Aguf Chal on it, is worse than the equivalent of Kedushat Damim given to the Berek HaBayit, such that Rabbi Yochanan is also Moda, and we'll learn it from a Pasuk, that in a case where you have first a Mum, and then you try to be Magdish the animal, to the Mizbeach, that Kedushat Aguf is not Chal. What remains is the ownership of Hegdash of the Kedushat Damim, and nonetheless, in that case, there's definitely no Chi of Ahmad of Aracha, not a Libet Rebbe Shimon, not a Libet Rabbon. Even though it's Kachim is there.
Well, in essence, no, okay.
It's not. Now, the first thing that Gemara asks, of course, is what bothers us. And as we already noted in the Mishnah, Rebbe Shimon specified, well, Kachim better come by it, are not Bechal Ahmad of Aracha. I mean, what do they have to, according to the way Reish Lakish is learning, they were only discussing Kachim better come by it. Because Kachim Mizbeach, even the Rabbanan were saying, I mean, the whole parish is missing over here. I mean, so what is Rabbi Shimon Omer? Kachim Berek HaBayit Shemetu Yipadu. I mean, according to Yochanan, it makes a great deal of sense. The Rabbanan said either Kachim Berek HaBayit or Kachim Mizbeach. Comes along, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kachim Berek HaBayit Shemetu Yipadu. Okay, obviously that's what you have to say. You can't just say. But according to Reish Lakish, we were only discussing Kachim Berek HaBayit. Because according to Rabbanan, Kachim Mizbeach, you can be Poda. See, you should just say, no, I hold even Kachibet, even the case we're talking about, I hope you put through. I mean, what does he have to restate that we're talking about Kachi Bedek Abayit, if that's the only thing that the Mishnah was mentioning in the first place, according to Rish Lakish? Since according to Rish Lakish, even the Rabbanan hold that Kachi Mizbeach does not require Hamada V'Aracha. So Bishlam and Rabbi Yochanan, the Amad Rabbanan Echad Zeviachad 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 Hamada V'Aracha, if you're going according to the Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Rabbanan say, either way, you have to do Hamada V'Aracha. Okay, Haidah Ditzu Rabbi Shimon Lefurush, eh? That would explain why Rabbi Shimon has to say and explain which case he's referring to. So he says, quote, Kotche Berek Abayit specifically, Shemetu Yipadu, unquote. Elal Reish Lakish, Lomalei Lefurush. I don't understand. Why does he need to explain that we're talking about Kotche Berek Abayit if that's what we've been talking about all along? All he needed to say, Lema, quote, let him just say, Imetu Yipadu. If they die, then you can't be poted on. Obviously, in the same case you're talking about, Kachi Perek Abayit, you claim he can't be part of that. Avalecha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, that's a very good observation. And the way to understand the Mishnah is that since the Rabbanan basically were vague about what they were saying, they just said, Imetu Yikaveru. They didn't explain what they were talking about, Kachi Perek Abayit, or Kachi Mizbeach. So Rabbi Shimon wanted to respond to the Rabbanan from the point of view of clarifying what they're saying. So therefore, what he said, Rabbi Shimon did not know what the Tanakhama meant. What he meant to say to them was, look, I don't know what you're referring to, but if you're referring to Kachi Mizbeach, fine, then I would agree with you. Even Kachi Mizbeach, I just want to make it very clear that if you were talking about Kachi Mizbeach, oh, no way. I say Kachi Mizbeach, in fact, you put them, and they do not require Kvura. But im bekachi berekabayit, the din is imedu yipadu, and that's all that he meant. He didn't mean to imply that they were talking about a different case of the case he was talking about, or a more expanded case. It was either kachi berekabayit or kachi mizbeach. Tanika vasi Rabbi Yochanan. We have a fairish abraisa that gives it to us like Rabbi Yochanan, namely that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is that aliba the Tanakama, both types of hekesh require hamad avaracha. And Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, only Kotche Mizbeach requires Hamada V'Aracha, and not Kotche Berek Abayit. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa Darshan's basically the Pasuk from where we get the whole idea of Hamada V'Aracha. Hamada V'Aracha is introduced with the Pasuk that says, the Im, there's a little bit of a confusion over here in the Girsa. I think they're missing, yeah, the correct pasuk is, as we'll see later, Im kol behemat me'asher lo yakrivu mimena, is what it should say. The behemah that you cannot be makriv, what is that referring to? Balei mumin. That balei mumin, the Torah is saying, okay, then you can go and you can be potent. Shipadu akatuv medaber. Well, wait a minute, you say it means balei mumin? Maybe not. Maybe it means literally behemat me'ah. Dilma, eno ela behemat me'ah. And a Baal Mum, there's nothing to do about it. It was a behemoth to mayor, where Kedusha was never chalanded in the first place. So they're saying, you buy back the value from it, if you give a behemoth to mayor. But if it's a Baal Mum, maybe not. Ha! Kishu Omer, however, when it continues to say, v'im ba behemoth to mayor, upada be'arkecha, that you should make an assessment and pay whatever the behemoth to mayor is worth, then obviously, hare behemoth to mayor, I'm worth. The Torah addresses separately Beima Tameya. So when it says over here Beima Tameya Asher Lo Yikravu, it's not referring to literal Beima Tameya, because obviously Beima Tameya Asher Lo Yikravu is a little bit silly. It's referring to a Beima which is the equivalent of a Beima Tameya. Now you cannot be marketable on this Beima, namely, Emor Meatom, Ani Mekayim, Imko Beima Asher Lo Yakrivu, Mimena Kovar Asher. What then is the meaning of the Pasuk? The Bale Mumin Shi Yipadu. That means a Baal Mum, you can be Poda. You might think that means you can just, even a temporary blemish, since I can't bring it down in the Mizbeach, I can go ahead and I can be put in. Talmudom, Asher lo yakriva, that you'll never be able to be makrivit. Asher lo yakriva, because now that we've seen that the Behemat Me'ah over here cannot mean the same thing that Behemat Me'ah means two psukim later, so and here it's got to mean a Baal Mum, then why does it have to say Asher lo yakriva, mimenu? We know it means a Baal Mum, even without saying Asher lo yakriva, mimenu. It's already told us Behemat Me'ah. Therefore comes along now the third atonement. No, I mean, not that it's a temporary state, it's a permanent state, that's your lawyer agreement. Shena kreva kolikar. You'll never be able to be marked, it's missing a leg. Yats de zor shena kreva hayom, elo lamachar. As opposed to an animal, which maybe tomorrow you would be able to be marked. And what does the pasuk continue? The hamid akohen verich the atri mamidin. And so from here we see amarachmana. Ovid la hamadava haracha. Take that balmum and do hamadava haracha. That's referring to kachri mizbeach. It's the whole asher lo yakrivu mimenu. It's talking about putting it up on the mizbeach. So it's telling us kachri mizbeach require hamadava haracha, which is precisely what Rabbi Yochanan said the rabbanon hold. And of course the main issue is kachri mizbeach. Omer Gidol Omer Rav, my time in Reish Lakish. Where indeed is Reish Lakish coming from? It's such an outrageous thing. That the only time we have a din of Hamadav Haracha, he claims, is Kachi Berek Abayit of all things. Right? And according to Rabbanan, and not on Kachi Mizbeah. Why does he say this? The Omer Rabbanan, Kachi Berek Abayit, are you Bechlal Hamadav Haracha? Kachi Mizbeah, lo are you Bechlal Hamadav Haracha? He says, look. The Torah says, "Ve'richa koin ota bein tov u'bein ra." What's the meaning of bein tov u'bein ra? How can you have bein tov u'bein ra? Well, ezel davar she'eino chaluk bein tov u'ra. The Torah is saying, "Look, I don't care if it's good or bad. I mean, I don't care if it's suitable or not suitable for use. Well, that's berek abayit. The berek abayit doesn't care whether something has a mum, doesn't have a mum, what it's like. Is it worth something? I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's pork bellies. It's worth something. We sell it and we have the money." Why are we discussing that it would have to be tov? So Mimela, that's got to be a reference to Kachi Berek Abayit. Haviyom is a Kachi Berek Abayit, V'yomar Kra, Ota. Only this case, V'yarich HaKohen, Ota, and not Kachi Mizbeach, L'mu'ute Kachi Mizbeach. And what indeed does Rav Yochanan do with the word Ota? Rav Yochanan, Ota L'mu'ute Mai? L'mu'ute Ba'mu Me'ikaro. Rav Yochanan says, don't think that this means that if Hegdish was never chal on this Kachi Mizbeach, because in the first place you weren't able to be Magdish, you don't think that also requires Amada Baracha. No. There's no real Kedusha, there's only ownership, and however you'll assess it, whatever the status is. And how about according to Tanuve Levi, who says even a Baal Mumi Yikaro does require Amada Baracha, Bichlal Amada Baracha? Where do we see the Tanuve Levi? And by the way, there's even a brisa of Chaim Tana de Levi b'Matanite. In the brisas, the way they put it was even worse than that. Afilu chaya, afilu ofot. Even you have a chicken. You know, I mean, obviously it means ofot that are not, not brought on the mizbeach. Even a chaya or a rooster, whatever. All of that would require amad of haracha. How do I know that? From this pasuk, it says ota in this pasuk, which means only the aforementioned case. And I thought Rabbi Yochanan used that to tell me, as opposed to having a balmum mikar, lakas kama v'kama, being an animal that bechlal is not shayach to the mizbeach. What do you do with the ota? Ota, the tana levi v'kash. Indeed, that's a problem. We don't know what they do with ota, but they take the pasuk as just for pashas. It says you want to be put as having a magdish for me, not going very well. Why would I get the idea that it means anything else? My time in the Rebbe Shimon. Okay, so far we've discussed Rabbi Yochanan's analysis of the Chachamim, and according to him, it's whether it's Kachi Ben Gabai, it's Kachi Ben Zayach, and Reish Lakish's analysis of the Chachamim, that it's only talking about Bein Tov V'Ra, things which makes no difference if it's Tov V'Ra. What's Rabbi Shimon's logic in saying that only Kachi Ben Zayach and not Kachi Ben Gabai? I mean, not that it doesn't make sense, but why would I say it? But I don't have a pasuk. What's this for Rabbi Shimon? My time in Rabbi Shimon, I'm a dafka kachi mizbeach ayu bechlala amadav haracha, but kachi berek abayit lo ayu. Oh, he says because erika koinota bein tov bein ra. Don't you understand? It means exactly the opposite. If it's kachi berek abayit, why do I mention tov ra? What does tov ra have to do with kachi berek abayit? For heaven's sake, there is no tov ra. You just said yourself. I don't care if it's pork bellies. So what's the tov ra? What does tov ra even mean in terms of kachi berek abayit? Therefore, when the Torah talks about Tov V'Ra, what is it talking about? Ezeu davar shechaluk ben Tov V'Ra. Where does the meaning of Tov V'Ra have any application? Havei Omer, the only place where it could possibly be is that Kachim is Be'ach. So that means that the Pasuk B'Davka is talking about Ve'amid V'Aricha Kachim is Be'ach. Now Kachim is Be'ach, it says Ota, meaning Davka Ota, V'lo Kachim Berek Abayit. There you go. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he takes the same Pasuk and sees it. From my perspective, it's telling me the exact opposite. L'me'ute Berek Abayit. I mean, that's strange, because, I mean, if that's what you're saying, it shouldn't have said, im tov im ra. It should have said, bein tov l'ra. I mean, you're talking about the difference between tov v'ra. And you're insisting that the pasuk means that there's some difference between Tov and Ra, then why didn't you just say that? Bein Tov v'Ra. Right? Let's say, Im Tov v'Im Ra, I mean, that's a whole different, Bein Tov v'Bein Ra, I mean, that's not the point. Whether it is Tov or whether it is Ra. There's something not 100% correct about the phrasing. You're right. Kasha, that's a bit of a problem. It certainly makes a lot more sense than claiming it means something in which it makes no difference if it is Tov v'Ra when it doesn't have any meaning to talk about Tov v'Ra. So I still maintain that it's more logical to read it my way. Okay, so now we have our three shitas, basically. The Rabbanan Ali with the Rabbi Yochanan, that the Din of Amad of Arach applies across the board, whether it's Kachri Bedek Abayis or Kachri Bizbeyar. The Rabbanan Ali with the Reish Lakish, the Dafka Bedek Abayit and not Kachri Bizbeyar. And then Rabbi Shimon Aliba, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Kachri Bedek Abayit is not Bechlal Amad of Arach. And we now also introduce the fourth shita, which is the shita of Levi, and the Tana Devei Levi in the Brisa, which is that even something which is a Baal Mumi Karo also requires Amad of Arach, which both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with. And they said that that actually is not included, and that's why the Torah was talking about Ota. Meisvei. And we've got a very serious problem, basically, and really on all the shitas from the following Brisa seems to disregard what everything that we just said. It says, Meitu Tmimim Yikaveru. If the animal dies when it's an animal that has no mum, so then it has to die. Then it has to be buried. But if it dies as a bal mum, you can be poted. Bamedvar mum, what am I referring to? I'm referring to Kachri Mizbeach. Now, first of all, we never met before a difference between dying as a tamim or dying as a bal mum. Basically, when it's dead, it's dead. I mean, what difference does it make? You can't bring a dead animal on the Mizbeach, no matter how beautiful it is. I mean, so clearly the point over here, it's introducing a new issue that we haven't discussed. It doesn't bother us so much, because, I mean, we never paid attention to the question of whether the very fact that something was suitable for the Mizbeach means that we're meant, at least, Rabbanan, to treat it with some level of respect, and if it dies, maybe we should bury it, not because it needs Amad of Arach. It can't be because of Amad of Arach, because then it would be the same thing whether it was a Tamim or a Baal Mum. So there's some new issue here. Let's accept the new issue, fine. But nonetheless, it does say over here that if it's a Baal Mum, that the din is that you can be poted because you Mizbeach. So first of all, that's outrageous according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, nobody holds that Kachri Mizbeach, you can be poted a Baal Mum that's dead. And well, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? Because you better abayit, bein tmimim, bein baalei mumim, yikaveru. Woo! It's taking Kachri Mizbeach and making it more chamur, and saying when it comes to Kachri Mizbeach, you cannot be poted. Uh-oh, that sounds very, very similar to what Reish Lakish was claiming all along, that the din of Amar of Arach, Aliba de Chachamim, was only Kachri Mizbeach and not Kachri Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, of course, the next piece doesn't work out according to anybody, not according to Reish Lakish either. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kachri Mizbeach, Echad Kachri Mizbeach, this doesn't make sense according to anyone. He's saying, well, it doesn't matter if it's Kachri Bedek Abayit. It doesn't matter whether it's Kachri Bedek Abayit. And you can be poted. So let's take a look at the first part. The first part seems to be Kiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan Mireisha. The first part said that Kachri Bedek Abayit, and only Kachri Bedek Abayit, Yikaveru, Kachri Mizbeach, it's okay. If they died as a Baal Mum, you can go ahead and be poted. Isn't that a problem? Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, of course not a problem. Did it ever say what kind of mum it is? Maybe it's talking about Baal Mum Meikaro. I said before on the base, I said Baal Mum Meikaro, we're all agreed that over there you do not need Amar of Arach, even when it comes to Kachri Mizbeach. So what's the problem? That's what it's talking about. Hakamai Eskinan, the Baal Mum Meikaro. And don't think I'm just making a way out of this. Hakinan and Mistav, it's got to mean that, because otherwise, how the heck do you understand Rabbi Shimon? All of us are agreed that Rabbi Shimon could not have said what he said. So if he's talking about Itema Shekhanim Ekdeshin as Muman, if you're trying to tell me that it's talking about, maybe we should just push this a little bit. The Shekhanim Ekdeshin as Muman, it's talking about something that was Kodesh that became a Baal Mum. So then Liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon tell us what his shita is, as he did before? Let him say, Kachri Mizbeach, Yikaveru. Why does he say that Kachri Mizbeach, Yipadu? There's only one explanation, Rabbi Shimon, because you also have to be Maida. That the only time that Rabbi Shimon would have been Maida, that even Kachim Mizbeach, Yipadu, it's got to be, if it had above Mumikar. So you yourself are going to be trapped by this price. There's no problem on me. So therefore, Adarab, if anything, it reflects my Shita. Since we're talking about a Balmum, but, and only in the case where it was a Balmum Meikara, over there in Achidami, we're all agreed that a Balmum Meikara does not require Amad Amaroka. Beautiful. Erulav Shmamina, but Balmum Meikara. Oh, hey, gee. So then it's actually Kash and Rish Lakish. I mean, because the price was taking for granted, it's talking about a Balmum Meikara, otherwise, what's Rabbi Shimon trying to do over here? So then Reish Lakish is now forced to admit that the reason that we said Yipadu is only because it was a Baal Mumi Yikaro, but had it not been a Baal Mumi Yikaro, then in Achinami we would not have been able to be paid a Kachim Mizbeach. But he claimed that according to Rabban, you can be paid a Kachim Mizbeach that have a Mum, even though it wasn't Kada Megdeshan, it Kada a Mum and a Segdeshan, even though at first it was full Kadesh and then it got the Mum. So this seems to be Lema Tavit Yuf to the Reish Lakish. What started off as an attack against Rabbi Yochanan has now turned out, with Rabbi Yochanan's insight in his answer, which he proved his answer, to be Kasher Reish Lakish. So what are we going to do about that? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Mirah.
Amen.
Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Mukim La B'Shekot HaMekadesh HaSmumah. Now Reish Lakish says, I disagree. I hold it's exactly what I said it was. The Hegdash came first, the Mum came after. Well, how could you say that? I thought we just proved that that's impossible, because Reb Shimon doesn't make sense then, even according to you. So, Yochi Niflag Rabbi Shimon, hello? So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon, in fact, argue according to you? I, says Reish Lakish, you guys have the gears all wrong. Basically, there's another Brisa that presents it correctly. Reish Lakish mapich apich, Reish Lakish switches it around. The most of the Mechilta Achrit, and he asks it from another Brisa in the Mechilta. That goes like this. Meitu, if they die, bein tmimim bein bali mumim yikaveru, fine. Bein tmimim bein bali mumim yikaveru, but here, it qualifies it in the opposite direction. Bamed var mumim because you better kabai. Here, this is the opposite. It's only because it's Kachim Berekabayit. See, that's exactly what I said all along. According to Rabbanan, it's only Kachim Berekabayit that require Amar of Aruch, and that's why it says, Davka B'Kachim Berekabayit. But if it would be Kachim, it would be Kachim Mizbeach, Yipadu, then there's no problem. Rabbi Shimon says, well, Tumimim Yikaver, okay, that's that new issue. Whatever it is, some type of covet for something that was right for the Mizbeach, let's say. See if we can make it clear as we go along. Uba Mumim Yipadu. And it was this that he asked, is it to you of son Rabbi Yochanan? Now from the last part, now it's to you of the Rabbi Yochanan Misefa. If this is what it says according to the Tanakhama, Aval, Bekotche Mizbeach, Yipadu. According to Reish Lakish, Kotche Mizbeach is certain, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Kotche Mizbeach certainly not something that is put from Amad of Aroch. It would have to be Yikaveru. So how is Rabbi Yochanan going to explain this? So according to this version, which assuming that this price is accurate, Rabbi Yochanan will say, well, how come I scheme about Mumeikar? Same thing. It's talking about Mumeikar, and I can prove it to you. Because if you're going to tell me that it's talking about a case, if it was Kachim, that last word, Aval, but Kachim is very Yipadu. That means Aval, the equivalent case, a tremendous Kiddush. Because by Kachim Berekabayit, obviously makes a difference, Mum, no Mum. Yes, before, yeah, after, it has nothing to do with it. It's like giving a tree to the Kachim Berekabayit, which is fine. And yet, he's telling us a Chiddush, which we saw earlier on Amud Beis, he's telling us a Chiddush, that when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, where you have Kodam Mum and Atekadesha, started off as a Baal Mum, then you try to Magdish it, that is less than the Kiddush of Berekabayit, which requires indeed Amar of Aruch, and it won't even require Amar of Aruch in Kedushas Mizbeach. And not only that, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'll prove it to you. And because otherwise, how can I even stop? Let's assume that you're right. It's talking about that first we had the Hegdash and then we had the Mum. Don't you agree that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to do that? You agree according to Rabbi Shimon? There's a difference between Kachim Berekabayit and Kachim Mizbeach. You cannot be Poda, even if only be the Rabbi Shimon. So how come Rabbi Shimon is not Chelek? Lift like Rabbi Shimon. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon, how come Rabbi Shimon only says I mean, he doesn't say, he really should address two separate issues. He should say, well, first of all, Kutche Berek Abayit can be Nifta. I mean, he should also say, and Kutche Berek cannot be Nifta. Well, why does he leave that out according to you? Obviously, because we're talking about a case where indeed it doesn't apply even to Kutche Berek, because it started off as a Balmum, and if it starts off as a Balmum before the Hengdash, then everybody is agreed, even Rabbi Shimon. There's no problem. Ooh. So Elalimitav is used to Reish Lakish. So then again, even from this price, we've got a problem. Nah, says Reish Lakish, Achman is kidding, Mishkar to make Desh in this movement. What? They don't accept Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Yeah. Talking about a normal case where an animal became a Balmum after the Hengdash. Oh, but what about his point? Liflug, Rabbi Shimon, oh, then why didn't Rabbi Shimon say anything? Who says he doesn't? Rabbi Shimon is chaylik, isn't he? You're saying he should have been mefared, you know, but when it comes to Berek HaBayis, I'm arguing on this. When it comes to Berek HaMizbeach, I mean, it's included, basically. He expects you to extend his argument. And according to Rabbi Reish Lakish, who holds, remember that he holds according to Rabbanan, Kutche Mizbeach never require Hamadav Aracha. V'katani, Kutche Mizbeach, Baalei Mumim, Yipadu. Now, we said, if you have a case in which it's a Baal Mum, and we said, Mukmina la Bishakara Megideshin as Mum, and according to him, even though it only became a Baal Mum, for the Mizbeach, after the Hegdash, you could still be paid. Do I have this right? That's what he's saying, right? Wait a second. That all adds up, but there's Amad of Aracha, but what are you going to do with it? It's dead. You can only use it for dog food. What about that problem? Are we to conclude that Shmamin HaPodim Sakarashim Lachilam Lachlavim, which, I mean, we said in the Mishnah before, we took for granted that you can't. Says the Gemara, why? How do you know somebody didn't go ahead and shecht it? Hakamai is kidding, Keshavu v'shechtan. Somebody went, shechted it. Now you've got a dead animal, but it's a kosher animal. It's dead because it was shechted. You don't have to be poted to feed it to the dogs. That question is, does it require Amar of Aracha? And that's what we're doing is we're separating out the issues of the requirement for Amar of Aracha to the question of whether Perdin Zakarshim Lachinu Leklov. And we recognize that they're two separate issues. You can have a problem of Amar of Aracha where it's not Lachinu Leklov. And you can have a problem with Lachin and Lachlov, and what is our problem out of Aracha? Fine. So, Akabish Bumayaskin, Vishava Vishachtan, Kiritanya. Kol HaKadoshim Shenafal Be'emun Vishachtan. If somebody went ahead and checked at something before he was paid it, Rabbi Meir Omer Yikaveru, V'chachamim Omerim Yipadu, V'chachamim said you could still be paid it. Now, of course, there's a whole, I'm sure what's bothering you, if that's the case, why don't we bring this now as a kashan of Yochanan, it's clearly talking about Kutche Mizbeach, and it's saying you can be paid after Shechita, so on and so forth. There is another Girsa, if you wish, you can take a look at the Shechita, that indeed brings here a whole additional piece that is included, in which we ask that, if that's Rabbi Meir, so much for the Rabbanon hold, not like the way you're learning Rabbi Yochanan, and in the Girsa that he has over there, it says that Rabbi Yochanan answers the Rabbanon Halacha are not the Rabbanon that are arguing in our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. There's also Tosis Esther Akasha. Didn't have that gears. That's a different approach. But in any event, it's not particularly relevant to the question that we're asking. We're simply trying to bring a solution to how you would be able to get away with non-dog food and only deal with the question of Amman of Arach. Abelay Rabbi Yirmil Rabbi Zero. How about this point? According to Rabbi Shimon Oot, to Kutche Berek Abayit, Lo Hayu Beklal Amad of Arach, right? So it says over here, Tmimim Yikaveru. Remember, the Girsa he had in his Brisa is talking about Kutche Berek Abayit. Kutche Berek Abayit, Tmimim Yikaveru. That's not a little bit crazy. What's Tmimim? Doesn't even mean anything. Well, why Tmimim Yikaveru? I'll tell you why. Tremendous. Double Kiddush. Why? Because the truth is, look, something that's Tamim is Beikar Chozul HaKrova. It's Roy for the Mizbeach. It's meant to be put on the Mizbeach. And the din is, as we learned, Kedetanya and Matris Tamim LeBerek Abayit, even if you give a Tamim to a Berek Abayit, the din is you can only be poted to somebody who's buying it for use as a Korban on the Mizbeach. So even though Berek Abayit gets the money, the animal is Eni Yotzimidei Mizbeach Le'olam. Which means the moment that Behema Tamima was still shayach to the Mizbeach and died, it is very inappropriate to use it for chulin use. It was meant to be on the Mizbeach, and because of that, we made it takana. Just, it's not nice. And so the male of even Kutcher Betekabayas, which is one step removed, but we understand that the only utilization of that animal would have been on the Mizbeach. We now hear the Gemara's clarifying already what the new question was that we didn't really know before. We didn't talk about it. We sort of said, okay, we'll put it off. That new question, what's the difference whether it's Tamim or Baal Mum? We never raised that issue before in the Mishnah, question of Amar Baracha. Now we see it's a new issue. It's not Nogei Amar Baracha, but rather the appropriateness of the utilization of something that was meant to be food for the Mizbeach and that was not used by the Mizbeach and now is going to be used by Hedyot. It's a concept that really, it may be part of the problem of why it is that the fancy hotels don't give out their food to the Salvation Army. The excuse is they'll sue us, they'll get sick, whatever. But the reality is, it's too chashuv to give to the poor. I mean, what are people going to think if you get the same food to the Salvation Army that you get in the Hyatt Regency? Loma team. We'd rather throw it out. So over here, basically, that's what we're saying. It's a Loma team. It was meant for the Mizbeach. We don't give it to that. Shekol haruim lemizbeach, any yotzei midei mizbeach leolam. Okay. Omer Rabbi Abayar. Some say, he said it to Rava. L'Rabbi Yochanan demukim l'babam mum mikar. You said according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only way it would work out, since according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan hold that kotcher mizbeach do require Amar Avarach, the only way we could make that price work out was saying, it's got to be talking about a case where it's a Baal Mum before you made it Kodesh, and therefore it doesn't require Amar Avarach, according to anybody. The Kuli Amas, l'babam mum mikar, aloha yabakal Amar Avarach. And you said, that's for sure, there's nobody who would say that a Baal Mum, that's a Baal Mum before you were Magish, it requires Amar Avarach. That's how you introduced the whole issue of Rabbi Yochanan, and you applied it to understanding that price. Is that really true? The law? So, I mean, nobody holds that? But it's not. Kol HaKadashim.
Kol HaKadashim? Kol HaKadashim?
Let's see if we can get that loop to move a little faster. Kol HaKadashim. Shekadam mum kavua la'ekdam v'niftu. Remember, we had this Mishnah back in Bukharos. Anything that was Kodesh that had started off with a mum before, a full mum, full-fledged mum, mum kavua, before you were Magdishta. And now you went out of your pay to them. Those animals are chulin l'chol davar. They're chayavim b'becheira. You have to give matanis when you shecht them Israel l'chayayim v'kiva. The yotzin l'chulin, when you buy them back from Agdash, they are pure chulin. You can do giza, you can do avoda. It's not limited to the achiva of basar. The vladan, the chalav, is mutter achapidyana. If you shecht them b'chutz, even while they were still kaidish, would be potter because they don't have any real kiddush zaguf on them. They don't have a kiddush to be able to make a tamura. V'imetu yipadu. So far, so good. And if they died, you go to be put in them, and there's no problem here of the Amar Avaracha. But the problem is that Rav Yehuda Merav said, Zudi v'Rabbi Shimon, D'yomer kachim izbeach, hoyu b'chal Amar Avaracha, kachim b'rek abayit, lo hayu. That only is true according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that kachim b'rek abayit are not included in Amar Avaracha. And therefore, we understand that kachim, basically, if you give something that's a balmumi koro before it came Kodesh, you give it to the Mizbeach, that's the equivalent to Kachar Berek Abayit, because it's Kiddush HaZdomi. In other words, he's not making this distinction that we made between different levels. You can have Kiddush HaZdomi for the Mizbeach, which is less Kodesh, and the equivalent of Kiddush HaZdomi for Berek Abayit. No, I'm reviewing him around. Absolutely, I never heard of such a thing. It's got to be going a little bit to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, oh, since this is the equivalent of Berek Abayit, therefore, we treat it like Berek Abayit, and I hold that Berek Abayit was not included in Amar Avaracha. But if you hold that Berek Abayit was included in Amar Avaracha, you could never learn that this was going Aliba the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he said even the Rabbanan says anybody would agree that if it was Kadam Muman, like they should have started off as a Baal Mum, then everybody agrees that you treat it basically less even than you would treat Berek Abayit. Why is that to go according to Rabbi Shimon? So said Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Zudevi Rabbi Shimon Amar Kachim Mizbeach Yubeklal Amar Avaracha Kachim Berek Abayit Loyu Kiditznan Rabbi Shimon Omer in our Mishnah Kachim Berek Abayit Imetu Yipadu and Moda Rabbi Shimon Bebalmumi Karo Shenivda My time is Amar Karo Ota. As we saw before, he's Moda when it says Ota. Ota means only things that have at least some shaykhs to the Mizbeach. Right? Is Rabbi Yochanan just ignoring this? Oh my life, well, who do you think this is talking about, man? This is not the Chachamim that argue Rabbi Shimon. This is talking about the Tanit Levi. Remember the fourth Shita? What was the fourth Shita? They didn't use Otah to tell me, but it said even if you give an animal that's Bechlan, not even kosher, you still need Amar of Aracha. So when it says over here, this is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't mean I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon as opposed to Rabbi Shimon or the Chachamim. It means this is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon and not the Tanit of a Levi. But certainly it could be going according to the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yochanan has explained. That's sort of a cheap way out. I mean, it should have said, this is only true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon and those who argue on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. I mean, it's a very funny thing to ignore that completely, isn't it? Yahachi. So the Gemara says, I mean, so then why did he say it like that? Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon. It only works out according to Rabbi Shimon. Vesulol. Nothing else. The same thing else. Shouldn't he say, Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon, umachlu katomi baile? These are the words of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim who argue, and Rabbi Shimon who all agree that if it's a Baal Mum Meikar, there's no requirement for Amar of Aracha. And why does he use Rabbi Shimon as the counter to the Tanit of a Levi? You should say, the other Shitas. I mean, I have not mentioned the Chachamim. Marle, I'll tell you why. Because, it's very simple, Rav himself, you won't believe this, I know it's horrible, but Rav himself agrees with Reish Lakish about that issue. So since Mishum Nerav Sevel Reish Lakish, who also according to Rabbanu Katshi Berek Abayit, are you Bechlal Hamad of Aruch? Katshi Mizbeach Lo are you? And therefore he can't, because since the Reish HaKatani made to Yipadu, but the Sefer Katani made to Yikaveru, so he can't say it's going to leave the Rabbanu. Because according to Rabbanu, why Yikaveru? It's Katshi Mizbeach, it never requires Yikaveru. See, he couldn't say that it's going like the Rabbanan. Not because this point couldn't go like the Rabbanan, this point could go like the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan are made that the Chalal, no matter what, whether you're talking about better, whatever you're talking about, you could certainly be imposed. But therefore, in order to make the whole thing work out, he said, okay, look, clearly this is going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, but what he really meant was not a leave it to Rabbi, not a leave it to Tanit of a Levi, in our point of view. Well, you know what? I don't care. Even if Rav would have agreed with Rabbi Yochanan, what's your problem? He should have said Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Umachlu Katomi Bai, like that's what you say. Should have mentioned that. Fine, mention it. Sneeze. Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Umachlu Katomi. Throw in that word. Throw in the word Umachlu Katomi, and then everything is fine. Vakol Sharir VeKayam and Shavua Tov Lachem, and we will, I think, do the next mission tomorrow so that we can begin partaking in the wonderful, wonderful preparations of our hostess. And host, of course, the bread is hot. That was pretty efficient. That's the way to do it. We should always have this kind of good stuff. There's a reason to finish quickly. I finished for the first quarter.